Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and over the next hour, we're going to be focusing on the music to come out of the Tropicália movement in Brazil during the late 60s. I will put an emphasis on the group Os Mutantes and singers Rita Lee and Gilberto Gil over the next hour, so thank you all for tuning in. Os Mutantes with Não Vais Perder Por Aí off of 1969's Mutantes LP. That translates roughly to Do Not Get Lost Out There. Os Mutantes started when brothers Arnaldo Batista and Sergio Dias Batista paired up with singer Rita Lee. The group was formed in Sao Paulo, Brazil in 1967. Os Mutantes would often dress up in costume and play weekly on a television show called The Small World of Ronnie Vaughn. Ronnie Vaughn was the brother Baptista's godfather, and on the show, Os Mutantes would play Beatles covers as well as some traditional Brazilian music with a rock and roll twist to it. They were often joined by an orchestra during these performances. Singer Rita Lee was largely responsible for the band's out there image on the TV shows. She would take advantage of the studio's wardrobe and dress the group up each performance. As she told The Guardian's Will Hodgkinson, "Everyone came to me for ideas. Why be normal when you can go where the nuts come from?"
Morning.
It was through these television appearances that Os Mutantes met Rogério Duprat, an arranger, composer, and record producer, who produced and performed alongside Os Mutantes on that Beatles cover you just heard. He also introduced the group to Gilberto Gil, a popular singer in Brazil, who helped create the Tropicália movement. Brazil in 1968 was nothing short of a military dictatorship. A coup in 1964 put the military into power, and it was supposed to be transitory, but 4 years later was still in place. It was that year that they passed the Fifth Institutional Act, which, among other things, really limited the free speech in Brazilian media. Because of this, Os Mutantes, they were the popular kind of rebellious faces of the Tropicália movement, had to be careful about the message they were putting out. As Rita Lee later told the New York Times in 2001, "Our whole thing was playing pranks and defying authority, but you had to be careful in those days because friends were disappearing or being forced into exile, and the cops would often come in and bust up our shows. We had to be creative but evasive to avoid the repression. So we'd tell each other, let's make this song complicated so that nobody understands it." When asked what this regime did to the arts in Brazil, Sergio Dias Batista told Perfect Sound Forever's Dave Cross in 2000, "They did succeed on destroying one entire, maybe two generations, regarding the intellectual and will of power to do and create art in politics."
Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei fazer de puro aço luminoso um punhal para matar o meu amor e matei às 5 horas na Avenida Central. Pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer e morrer. Mandei plantar folhas de sonho no jardim do solar. As folhas sabem procurar pelo sol e as raízes procurar, procurar. Mas as pessoas sala de jantar, essas pessoas da sala de jantar são as pessoas da sala de jantar, mas as pessoas na sala de jantar são ocupadas em nascer.
That's Macumba by Gilberto Gil and Panis de Circuncisfrai Os Mutantes, both of those songs from an album released in 1968 titled Tropicalia o Panis e Circuncis, roughly translated, supposed to mean bread and circuses. Another artist featured on that record was Caetano Veloso. Both Veloso and Gilberto Gil were captured and exiled from Brazil in 1968, shortly after the introduction of the Fifth Institutional Act. Here's a song, Caetano Veloso, by Caetano Veloso, off of that same record.
Vamos passear na floresta escondida, meu amor. Vamos passear na avenida. Vamos passear nas veredas no alto, meu amor. Há uma cordilheira sob o asfalto. Estação primeira de Mangueira, passa em ruas largas, passa por debaixo da avenida Presidente Vargas, Presidente Vargas, Presidente Vargas. Nos Estados Unidos do Brasil, vamos passear escondidos. Vamos desfilar pela rua onde Mangueira passou. Vamos por debaixo das ruas. Debaixo das bombas, das bandeiras, debaixo das botas, debaixo das rosas dos jardins, debaixo da lama, debaixo da cama, debaixo da cama, debaixo da cama, debaixo da cama.
Caetano Veloso here on Connecting the Notes. That song was recorded in 1968 in Brazil. We are coming at you this hour and focusing in on the music of Os Mutantes and other similar musicians from the late 60s and early 70s Brazil. Many of these artists consider themselves part of the Tropicália art movement during this time. In Brazil, the land was under a dictatorship, and two of the movement's leaders, Caetano Veloso, who you just heard, and Gilberto Gil, were forced into exile.
Os Mutantes avoided capture and exile during this period and released their debut record in 1968, with another one following in 1969. The group brought their experimentations with sound to record not only under the strict regimes threatening them, but also with minimal equipment on which to experiment. Claudio Baptista, who was the brother of Arnaldo and Sergio Dias, was instrumental in helping the group build their various contraptions and helping them with recording techniques to do some of the psychedelic backward tape effects that they had been hearing from other countries. The brothers also came from very musical parents, as Sergio Dias Baptista told David Cross for Perfect Sound Forever in 2000. The so-called recipe was the fact that we Mutantes were born in Sao Paulo, very urbane and cosmopolitan. Both of our parents were extremely creative. My mom is the first woman in the world to write and orchestrate a concerto for piano and orchestra. I grew up in the municipal theater, watching her receive standing ovations and having to come back 11 times to stage. My dad was a great writer. He also helped in some of the heaviest lyrics of the Mutantes. Most of the onomatopoeias came from him. Also, he was a great opera singer. You can hear him in some backward tapes in some of our albums. We were very technologically oriented, for my oldest brother Claudio is a real genius in electronics and the builder of most of our gizmos. We had a great exposure to the world culture via friends of my family, NASA, any kind of research that we could hear about, we had to know it.
Astronauta da liberdade, minha vida me ultrapassa em qualquer rota que eu faça. Dei um grito no escuro, sou parceiro do futuro na reluzente galáxia.
Eu quase posso falar, a minha vida que grita,
emprenha e se reproduz na velocidade da luz.
A cor do sol me compõe, o mar azul me dissolve,
a equação me propõe, computador me resolve.
Do futuro na reluzente galáxia.
Thank you.
Os Mutantes were formed in 1966, but by 1973 they were already going their separate ways. Drugs were a factor for Arnaldo Baptista, partly due to the dictatorship. The members of Os Mutantes had to move carefully around the country. They found communes as refuge in the hills of Brazil, but the lifestyle went hand in hand with LSD use and other recreational drugs. The brothers Baptista eventually had a falling out, allegedly over their respective preferences in electric guitars. Rita Lee was also in a tumultuous romantic relationship with Arnaldo Baptista. They were even married for less than a year between 1971 and 1972. Both Arnaldo and Rita Lee have almost completely opposite views of the breakup of Os Mutantes. What did happen was Rita Lee went on to have a flourishing pop music career both in Brazil and abroad, while Arnaldo ended up institutionalized off and on for the next 10 years. In 1982, he jumped from a fifth-floor window at an institution and spent 4 to 6 months in a coma, from which he fortunately recovered. In 1980, Sergio Diaz Baptista moved to the U.S., where he spent roughly a decade as a session guitar player. He cut an album alongside Roxy Music's Phil Manzanera called Mata Grosso. Let's hear some more music by Os Mutantes.
Thank you. Tosse, todo mundo tossindo.
Prateada se esconder e só dourado aparecer. Amanheceu um lindo dia,
cheirando alegria, pois eu sonhei e acordei pensando nela.
Pois ela é minha.
In 1973, Rita Lee, who had been singing with Os Mutantes, released the album Hoje é o Primeiro Dia do Resto da Sua Vida. It was recorded with Os Mutantes, but released under her name only. It is the last time Rita Lee would work with the Baptista Brothers. Perhaps not coincidentally, the title of that record translates to "The First Day of the Rest of Your Life."
Meu amor, Corinthians.
Rita Lee in 1973. Those were cuts from the last record she did with Os Mutantes, although it wasn't credited to Os Mutantes, it was credited to Rita Lee. Years later, Os Mutantes began, decades later really, began to be recognized in the U.S. Their albums were re-released in the late 90s, and an album originally recorded in 1970 called Technicolor, and featuring English versions of Os Mutantes' songs, was released in 2000. When asked by the New York Times to comment on why Os Mutantes' recording still attracts an audience, Sergio Diaz-Baptista responded, "I suspect it's the same thing that still attracts me, the textures and the arrangements. We had a totally different way of writing and combining lyrics and sound. I remember saying at the time we were just playing rock and roll exactly like an English or American band would. But when I listen now, it all seems so totally different that I have to ask myself how we could have achieved that level of depth at such an early age." In a separate New York Times feature, Rita Lee commented, "The bottom line is that we were light years ahead of everyone else. We were so innocent back then that we weren't fully aware of what we were doing, and that gave our music a tremendous honesty. Everything we did was spontaneous and natural in a way that is simply not possible today. I think that people have come to value that and respond to it passionately."
Gilberto Gil and Caetano Veloso were allowed back in Brazil in 1973. Gil has gone on to have an illustrious music career and served as Brazil's Minister of Culture from 2003 to 2008. Caetano Veloso has also continued to make music and has gotten attention outside of Brazil as well. Rogério Duprat was a huge figure behind a lot of the music to come out of the Tropicália movement. A lot of the music we heard tonight he is responsible for. He is credited as an arranger on Os Mutantes records and other compilations of the time. He passed away at his home in Sao Paulo in October of 2006. This is his version of Baby we're hearing in the background right now. In 2006, Os Mutantes performed in London, their first performance in 1978. Singer Rita Lee was replaced on vocals by Zelia Duncan, and a handful of US dates followed the London performance. After these shows, however, Zelia Duncan and Arnaldo Baptista left the group. The current incarnation of Os Mutantes is led by Sergio Diaz, and they released a studio album on AT Records in 2009. The group's popularity has been aided greatly by artists who cite them as an influence. Devendra Banhart, Back the Bees, and Tater Tots are just some of the artists to sing the band's praises, or even record tributes or cover versions of their songs. As artist Beck told the New York Times, quote, "Hearing Os Mutantes for the first time was one of those revelatory moments you live for as a musician, when you find something that you've been wanting to hear for years but never thought existed. I made records like Odelay because there was a certain sound and sensibility that I wanted to achieve, and it was eerie to find that they had already done it 30 years ago, in a totally shocking but beautiful and satisfying way." David Byrne also did his part by issuing a retrospective of the group's output on his Luaca Bop label. We have one more song for you here from Os Mutantes, and then we will wrap it up. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please check us out at connectingthenotes.com and continue to support your local and independent radio stations wherever you may be.